Okay. What in the world was it that I was going to say? I was thinking about that. This life is quite enjoyable, actually. Happy life, I could say, now. But what in the world was it? Or something important to say. Maybe it was some teenage stuff. No, it was of course. It was the cosmos. So I'm going to try with Pribram continuation here. So he saw that. The information, so to speak, the how this imagery from the senses and so on is stored there in the brain, has its form in the brain, and if we want to know more deeper how he came to this conclusion or theory, then you got to read his book. It's bit in a higher language that is hard to quote here. But he found that when he dealt with this field there in the brain, much the way you deal with the light field and so on in the outside world, you could basically use the same math and principles and get it to work out fairly well. Now, his theory is one among others, but I've read his holographic theory about the brain, also proposed by other brain researchers. And just as the holographic principle that we described according to Bohm, applies not only to our sense of sight. The hologram was a an example. that it goes for, as we said, all our sense perceptions. And this is also what Pribram concluded or proposed, or I think saw signs of, that it goes for the same goes for the brain, where all the different inputs from different senses can be explained as this kind of
god kväll information till resenärerna med tvärbanan. Vi har stopp i spårvägstrafiken mellan Storvägsingen och Liljeholmen i båda riktningar på grund av ett strömavbrott. Jag har ingen prognos för när spårvägstrafiken kan återupptas, och tills vidare hävdas det att alternativa färd nedgäller. Vi har alltså stopp i spårvägstrafiken på tvärbanan mellan Storvägsingen och Liljeholmen.
Interference between waves in the brain. In other words, what these two men proposed was that the same principle for how the imagery of the world around us is embedded in the energy field of the world. When that image through the senses enter our inside world and give rise to an image, to imagery there as well, it does so by the same principle, same structure, same, which makes good sense to me, at least. This explanation does not require.
God kväll, information till resenärerna med tvärbanan. Vi har stopp i spårvägstrafiken mellan Liljeholmen och Stora Essingen i båda riktningar på grund av ett strömavbrott. Jag har inte fått någon prognos för när trafiken kan återupptas, och tills vidare hänvisar jag till alternativa färdmedel. Spårvagnarna trafikerar mellan Liljeholmen och Sickla och mellan Solna station och Stora Essingen och har förseningar på som helst 10 minuter. Vi har alltså stopp i spårvägstrafiken på tvärbanan mellan Stora Essingen och Liljeholmen i båda riktningar på grund av ett strömavbrott. Jag har inte fått någon prognos för när trafiken kan återupptas, och tills vidare har jag beställt alternativa färdmedel.
I forgot what I said, this guy is just talking to so this is a natural, simple and elegant explanation that also falls comes pretty much into place naturally, theoretically, but also fits with experimental.
Vi har stopp i spårvägstrafiken mellan Stora Essingen och Liljeholmen i båda riktningar på grund av ett strömavbrott. Jag har ingen prognos för att spårvägstrafiken kan vara fruktad.
So you got this principle there out in this world, you can measure, you can deal with it, you can use the mathematical principle of it and construct holograms, even digitally, just from math. So it's there, it's not a theory. So if that same thing is used in there, in our minds, in our brains, that would only make sense, right? It's the... because the wave, the imagery, information then remains encoded in the same, you know, electromagnetic form, using the same coding system, so to speak. So let's leave it at that, and add this as a possible picture of our modern cosmology, what we actually can see, at least sense, and what is moving around there among some scientists today.